There are a number of elements involved in mobile home investing that you must consider when purchasing a mobile home. Here are the most important ones: evaluating the park, inspecting the home, determining the value of the home, making an offer on the home, closing the transaction, and finally, knowing the real estate tax situation. As with any real estate investment, where the home is located can play a key role in determining how easy and profitable your investment will be. This is especially true with regard to reselling a mobile home that you already own. Generally, any well-run mobile home park will offer the environment you need for a quick sale of a home you've purchased. As a general rule, though, try to confine your efforts to buying mobile homes in parks that have no resident age restrictions. For example, adults only or senior parks severely limit your marketplace. Also, when retired people buy a mobile home, they're usually looking for one that is nicer or larger than the ones you're going to be selling, and they'll frequently pay cash for the purchase. As you'll see, the real profit is to be made from selling and taking back paper, that is, mortgages. You should make sure that the park does not restrict for sale signs. Seek those parks that allow children, small pets, rentals, and don't severely limit the types of parked vehicles. Keep in mind that if you're buying a home that is already situated in the park where it is to be located, as opposed to moving it to a different park or community, the park management places fewer restraints on prospective buyers, which makes your selling job easier. At the park office, ask about restrictions relating to vehicles, pets, children, and so on. Determine what the monthly lot rental is and what it covers. Determine what and when the last monthly increase was. Also, find out if the rent is current on the unit you're purchasing. Are there any outstanding liens that the manager knows about? What amenities are available to residents? If you plan to resell the unit immediately, find out if the park must approve your tenancy and ownership. Obtain a copy of the park rules and regulations to ensure that the home you're considering is in compliance and that no fix-up or repair work is required by the rules and regulations. During your meeting with the park ownership or manager, ask if he or she has any mobile homes for sale or knows of any. If the answer is yes, ask for prices and schedule a time to look at them. When you make an offer to purchase a mobile home, your offer should be contingent upon a final inspection of the unit, as well as the park, and written acceptance of both. You should do the inspection yourself, and if you find evidence of a problem that goes beyond your own expertise, you should bring in an outside specialist, for example, a pest control expert. Also, if you find deficiencies in the park itself, for example, maybe the park provides only 60 amps at the electric pole and the mobile home has 100 amps. If you find deficiencies like this, you should check with the park management to make sure that they're willing to fix the deficiencies before you buy. Once you're satisfied that the home and park are suitable for your investment, you're ready to waive the contingencies in writing and proceed to the closing. Before you begin your evaluation of the park and inspection of the mobile home, make sure you obtain written confirmation from the seller that your offer will be accepted upon satisfying the contingencies in your offer. You see, performing the inspections listed here without an agreement with the seller might prove to be a waste of time. As you inspect the interior of the mobile home, look for stains on ceilings, particularly in closets, and on walls under windows. Check for soft spots in the floor. Test all window cranks to make sure that they're functioning. Check under the sink for water stains from leaking pipes. Turn on all the spigots, including those in the tub and shower. Flush the toilet. Test all appliances. Check the heat and air conditioning, regardless of whether it's gas or electric. Is the air conditioning provided by a central unit or by a window unit? Is the electrical wiring copper or aluminum? And by the way, the copper is best, and you can make that determination by going to the panel. Are there circuit breakers or are there fuses? On the exterior of the mobile home, look for evidence of termite infestation or rotten wood. Does the home have wheels and axles in case it has to be moved? Is the tongue intact? Is the underside insulation in place? Using a ladder, check the roof for any obvious cracks. Check the vents to make sure they're adequately caulked and sealed. And by the way, if you climb onto the roof, make sure you walk on a truss or you may find yourself in the living room. Check water softening systems, the well and the pump if there is one. The taxation of mobile homes varies from state to state and sometimes even within the state itself. Some treat mobile homes as real property and some as personal property. Some states make the determination by the manner in which they're attached to a foundation or based on whether they have wheels or towing tongue attached. Until you acquire experience in buying used mobile homes, determining the value of a home you're considering can be difficult. Obviously, someone who's trained to know value, like a dealer or a park owner or manager or another investor, can be a big help to you. Several reference sources are also available. Beck, a division of Thompson Publishing Company, publishes a guide that mobile home insurers often use to determine replacement costs. Also, the National Automobile Dealers Association, that's the NADA, publishes a mobile-manufactured housing appraisal guide. This guide is published every 3 months and is available by calling the number in your manual. To research a particular mobile home, look up the mobile home manufacturer's name, the size, that is the width and length, of the home, and the year of manufacture. This information can be found on the title or on a data plate inside the home. Beginning in 1976, HUD required that this be posted inside the home near the main electrical breaker box. Value determination can be quite subjective, but you can usually arrive at a generally accurate value with the help of local knowledgeable people and the NADA guide. Don't forget, the value depends partly on the financing, as I discussed in the chapter titled Determining the Value of Investment Property. Once you feel comfortable with the value determination, you can approach the seller with an offer. And don't worry if your offer is considerably less than the asking price. Mobile home owners do not attach the same intrinsic value to their mobile homes that owners of site-built properties do. This is because potential purchasers of used mobile homes frequently don't have the cash for a large down payment or the credit to finance the purchase. Also, banks are reluctant to loan money on used mobile homes, especially if they're more than 10 or 15 years old. As a result, many sellers are forced to accept extremely low offers out of desperation. As you'll see, it is this large price reduction that offers the promise of high returns when you sell or rent the property. The closing can take place at any location. If money is owed to a local bank, the closing is best handled at that bank. If it's an out-of-town lender, you should mail your certified check to the lender in the amount of the payoff. If the seller must provide money for the payoff, that payment should be sent in the same envelope with your check and sent via Federal Express or UPS so the delivery can be traced. Be sure to include the mobile home ID number, loan number, and the seller's name as a reference. Enclose a notarized letter from the seller asking the bank to return the title to him or her in care of your personal address.